Hello and welcome to Jumpstart Weekly, the manga podcast where every week we read every chapter of Shonen Jump on Viz's website, as well as another collected volume of manga. I am your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your host, Kevin.
And today we read Assassination Classroom, Volume 3, after 10,000 years of not reading Assassination Classroom, because I don't like it very much.
Yeah.
Before that, though, we have Shonen Jump. What did you think of Shonen Jump this week, Kevin?
I miss One Piece.
I miss One Piece, too, but I thought it was a pretty good issue of Shonen Jump.
Yeah, it was.
That. Even the stuff I don't normally like, I was like, this was okay.
Yeah, I definitely had some of that. There was, you know, some stuff I didn't like. Other stuff I was like, that was actually pretty decent.
We'll start with Kagurabachi Chapter 68, Metamorphosis. This is okay. It's kind of a lot of the same ideas as last chapter, which I'm not against, but the ending is a little bit more interesting, I guess.
And yeah.
The fight isn't bad, but it's not one of the better Kagurabachi fights.
No. I still thought it was interesting, though.
I found it very convenient that he's like, oh, we just need this key. And then this dying guy is like, oh, take this key immediately.
Yeah, that was
with
pretty
no
funny.
Tension and no need to go find it on one of the many corpses. Just, I'm here to give you this key and now I will die. Oh. It's like, well, we just mentioned this key 2 seconds ago, so thank you that we no longer have to deal with it.
Oh, perfect. I was looking for this.
Next, we have Sakimoto Days, Days 201, What Took You, which is, if you just read my notes, I'm not going to, a very weird chapter where nothing happens. Something does kind of happen in that Shin's dad dies. No, he doesn't, but yes, he is going to.
Yeah.
And then the chapter's over and it's short.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it.
Neither did I. The how short it was, I think, really hurt it. I get that there's a big emotional bit in it, but it feels like it's over just as it's starting.
Yep.
And like we said at the start, it doesn't really advance anything.
Not really.
It's, there's a bomb. There's still a bomb.
Yep, there's still a bomb. Shin's dad is still there. Shin's still there.
Shin's dad won't be there soon, but is there now. Next, we have Star of Beethoven number 2, Ichiro Yaso. We're getting a bunch of backstory stuff. I kind of wonder if this would have been better served later, because it doesn't really endear me to this character. It's not like, oh man, now I hate this guy.
No, I know what you mean. It definitely was kind of like a, okay, I guess.
He had no free time because his dad was like, piano, you must piano. And then he met a piano guy he liked. And then the piano guy he liked died. And then he met Beethoven.
Yep. Who seems to have a very similar mindset to his piano teacher that he liked. Like, everyone else seems all about, like, all the technical stuff, and the piano is the king of the instrument, so you're a king if you play the piano. And his teacher was like, well, no, anyone can play the piano.
I do love how unhinged he draws Beethoven giving speeches about pianos. It's some real Death Note anime vibes.
Yeah, that was nice. Like I said, I'm still optimistic about this series. This chapter didn't put me off, but I was definitely kind of just like, eh, okay.
Next we have Embers Chapter 3, A Viper, A Hawk, and Ellipsis. I like this chapter fine.
Yeah.
I do like the antagonist drawn in it. Like, the drawings are really interesting of, like, the animals when he's judging people's talent.
Yep.
But I don't really care for his personality. He's pretty generic, slimy antagonist guy.
Yeah. I more liked the showing off that the rival character is a hawk and main character is a wolf. Like, I thought that was cool. And I also liked the... You know, he's like, I can tell by a simple handshake, and he goes in for the handshake. Scissors beats paper. And the guy's like, does he know what my secret ability is? Did you just counter it?
Yeah, the scissors beat paper joke is quite good.
Yep.
Next up, we have Blue Box number 184, Your Parent Approved, which is pretty cute. I do love that they organize this, like, random badminton doubles tournament with all the couples and the guy who likes boy, whose name I've forgotten again.
Yep.
It'll come back to me. And she gets paired with him, and she's like, Taki. And she's like, oh, man, she's so lucky that Taki loves her so much. He's such a good guy. I want a boyfriend.
I want a boyfriend, yeah.
Specifically this one, but if he's taken, one like him would be good.
Yeah, I liked that, and I like Taki. I really like Taki talking about, you know, oh, wouldn't it be so romantic to get these tickets for Chinatsu? He's like, well, no, because, you know, she's doing something around Christmas, so she wouldn't be able to go anyway. Plus, if I'm going to get her a present, I want to get her a present, not a gift someone else got for me.
Yeah. But I also love the manager being like, no, I want to give Chinatsu a memory of playing badminton with Taki. Not on his team, of course. That would be too romantic. But
against him is still fun.
Anything else you wanted to say about it?
Nope.
Next, we have Sid Craft, Love is a Mystery, Case 12, An Extraordinary Day in a Magnificent Noble Daughter's Life. Kevin, I'm not voting for us to talk about this again in 6 months just because I don't want to read these titles.
Fair.
The chapter itself was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how Emilio has time to have three lives. Like, I assumed she kind of lived, not with Sid, but like at the office or something.
Yeah.
Because she's also a romance writer and she's also an Ajo-sama.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
That she commutes to work from being an Ajo-sama is...
It's like, damn, do you ever sleep?
Yeah. But I do like this where, like, she gets involved in the case before she can change clothes. And she, mm-hmm. he's like, oh, you remind me of my assistant. You're very good at all these things. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cute.
It was very cute.
Next up, we have Elusive Samurai, Chapter 191, Intermission 1350, which is cute is not the right word. I was thinking about the ending of this chapter. It's kind of the same as we've been talking about, but most mm-hmm. of the chapter is devoted to this.
Yeah.
Subplot, so it feels a little different. I was like, huh, it's weird. I can't think of another time sex has been confirmed in a shonen manga. It must have been. And I know we're ending on it as a joke, but the joke is, yeah, we're all going to have sex with you. Then we're all going to take turns having sex with you. And then we're yep. all going to have sex with you.
Yep. It's explicitly we've set up a schedule where it's like, you get her, then we all go this day, then the two of us go this day. He's like, you've got a schedule planned out? It's very funny.
Yeah. So good for him. He actually implemented the Tenchi solution.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his female ninja restrain his male ninja.
Yes, I thought that was funny. I also like that when they're all together, the really big one is like, man, we don't even fit on the tatami mat. And like he's on top of her and the other two are sideways. Like,
yes, it's very cute.
Normally it's all around the guy, but because she's so large, everyone's around her. It's very cute.
Next up, we have Akana Banshi, Story 146, I'm Back. I don't know that I have much to say on this. The title kind of says it all. She tells a story. She's good at it. There's the ending implies that she talked to other people while she was in France, which is kind of interesting, but I think I would have rather seen it then than flash back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's fine. It's kind of exactly what you expect after a time skip, though, and this time skip was so weird and awkward.
Yeah. I still liked it, though. I liked the story.
Last but not least, we have Himiten, number 30, Hono-ten. I do like this chapter.
Yeah, it's very cute. I really liked it, too.
But he gets over there and she's like, yeah, I already cleaned because I didn't want you to see our house dirty.
He's like, but that's literally the job that you were paying me for. And are you like, going to clean every time? Because if you are, what is the point of me coming over?
And their mom be like, you could just hang out in her room. And he's like, no, I must do work. I'll garden and cook for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, he gets to hang out in her room, and she's like, we should go to cram school together. And it's like, yeah, we should go to cram school together. They're like, yeah, cram school date.
The main reason I'm asking you, though, is because then we don't have to pay the admission fees if I refer you. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm poor. That sounds great. Anything else you want to say about Himiten?
Nope.
Like I said, it was a pretty good Shonen Jump this week, and mm-hmm. that rocketed us through us pretty quick. And it'll take us into Jump Card. Jump Card is the segment where we rank everything in Shonen Jump, not just what we talk about every week, though it was most of it this week, because we only have 18 series. What do you have at number 18, Kevin?
What's right, Me and Roboco?
I liked Me and Roboco this week. It's okay. One of those, it doesn't have Roboco in it, so
that's
that
fair.
Helps
just,
a lot.
I don't know. I wasn't a fan.
I think I really like this concept, and I wish it wasn't introduced in like chapter 280 or wherever we're at, because it's kind of fun. It's also...
Yeah.
We talk about how it does specific gags, and those are too good. I really like them talking about all the generic endings that Shonen Jump gets, and like, yeah, no, he said he's going to join swim club, so he's not drawing manga anymore. It's like, well, at least have him draw a page where it's like, our battle is just beginning. Like, oh no, she moved away. Well, at least have her mail in a page that's 10 years later with everybody married.
I guess, yeah. I didn't care for it that much. So
I have Ultimate Exorcist at 18.
That's very fair.
Nothing, like, it's side characters. I am kind like, I like the ideas here, but they should have been done like 10 chapters ago and not in what feels like this big climax and not all the characters stepping up at once.
Yeah, the ending is what put it slightly ahead of the stuff for me.
I wanted that ending, like I said, like 10 chapters.
No, and I get you. That's what put it slightly ahead. I'm not saying I loved it, but I was like, well, that was kind of cool.
What do you have at 17, Kevin?
That's where I have New Ace. I was like, I don't care.
It's where I have Astro Royale for similar reasons. So, like, the fight isn't very good, and it's exactly the same villainous move we've seen like three times this tournament.
Yep.
Done again.
I'll kill this innocent person. Seriously, bro, stop. Like, what's wrong with you guys?
It should have just been a who can hold the most hostages tournament.
Yeah.
What do you have at 16?
16 is where I have Shinobi Undercover.
Same.
The whole, I didn't know who this guy was. Like, you weren't informed about the members of your mission. Like, what ninja training, like, thing is going on here?
Compartmentalization, Kevin. You can't know about the other cells.
Yeah, except for the fact that he does. He just doesn't know immediately, which is even stupider. It's like, so you know about the guy, but for whatever reason, nobody told you he was on the mission, even though they specifically told you who was on the mission?
Yeah, it's not very good.
No.
What do you have at 15?
15 is where I have Astro Royale. I agree. I thought it was dumb.
That's where I put Super Psychic Policeman Shoujo. It was a little funny, but I thought the other comedy stuff was like genuinely funny this week. So
I actually liked it. I liked the, you know, the silliness of, you're crushing on Shoujo. What? No, I'm not. Shut up.
What do you have at 14?
14 is where I put Ultimate Exorcist. Like I said, I kind of liked the idea at the ending. I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. I mean, I've seen it before, but it's like, that's kind of neat.
It's where I have Mean Raibuku. Like, okay. I said, mostly about the jokes about all the ways Shonen Jump series are always ending early. What do you have at 13?
13 is where I put Witch Watch.
Same for me.
I thought it
like,
was...
like, it's cute, it but is. It was a good Shonen Jump, so, yep. Like, everything kind of went above it. What do you have at 12?
That's where I put Super Psychic Policeman Shoujo. Like I said, I just found it really cute and liked it.
It's where I put New Ace. I wish New Ace wasn't so, like, shotgun in its approach to lore, because I kind of like this new character and where we're going with this stuff, but I have, like, no faith that it'll stick or matter just because we've had so much introduced.
Yeah, that's very fair.
But it made this individual chapter go higher. What do you have at 11?
11 is where I put Kill Blue. I thought it was pretty good. I like him being like, hey, I'm a hitman. She's like, I knew. I mean, I didn't know you were a hitman, but like, I knew you weren't just some regular kid. Like, look at the shit that's been happening around of us. Of course you're not some regular kid.
I put it a little higher, but this is where I stuck it initially before deciding I kind of liked the direction this was taking for, like, ending is broad in the way that we're going into what feels like a final arc. Although how we got here was real abrupt, which is why I put it so low last time. I have Sakamoto Days at 11.
Okay.
A short chapter really hurt it, like I said, not much went on. What do you have at 10?
That's where I have Sakamoto Days.
It's where I have Star of Beethoven.
Okay.
Like I said, I like him being unhinged, but the chapter didn't feel like it succeeded at what it was trying to do.
Yeah.
What do you have at number 9?
Star of Beethoven.
That's where I have Kill Blue.
Gotcha.
Like I said, I like this direction, and I also like him being like, Norin, do you mind being divorced? Because you should marry me. To be clear, I'm a middle-aged man, and I need to tell you about that part of my backstory. Give me a minute. I'll get to it, which is why I can't actually marry you, because I'm like twice your age. But I think for a plot, it's fine. What do you have at 8?
That's where I have Ichi the Witch. I liked elements of it. You know, I liked the whole be my family, haha, I turned you into my slave, but in, like, then there's another reversal thing of, like, well, if he dies, I die, and he's destined to die now, so I've tied my fate to his. But haha, you have to do everything I say.
I like how, like, it's ancient magic, but it's presented like, now I'm going to go turn in the forms. No, you can't have them.
Yeah.
I put it much higher. Okay. I have Embers at 8. Okay. I do like the visuals, like I said, but it's just that the story wasn't much, in my opinion. If these visuals continue, I do think this manga can turn into something, but it still feels pretty generic sports manga, and like I've seen all this.
Fair.
What do you have at 7?
7 is where I put Sid Craft.
Same.
I like it, yeah.
What do you have at 6?
6 is where I put Embers. Like I said, I liked the, you know, the scissors beats paper joke, and the guy being like, did he figure out my secret strategy? And, nah, I'm just kidding. And then he sees the wolf and he's like, all right, I'm going to, you know, of course he does the, I'm going to tear this guy to pieces, but I still thought it was neat.
6 is where I have Akanabanashi.
Okay.
I like the story. Like I said, I just think where we are in the story is a little ass, so stuff that I thought was good went above it. What do you have at 5?
5 is where I put Kagurabachi.
Same.
It was good. You know, I liked some of the fight stuff. You're right. The deus ex machina of, please take this key. Oh, thanks. I was looking for that.
It just random. Like, it didn't need to be in there. We didn't need to introduce this key at all, I feel like.
Or if we did, like, it would have been fine if this had happened after. Like, it happens at the beginning of the fight, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, it could have happened after the fight.
Yeah, he could have had to fight his way to it, so there were stakes.
Yeah, or even, like, all right, I beat the bad guy, and then this guy is like, ugh, here's the key as I lay dying.
Yeah.
Like, that would have also been fine.
What do you have at number four?
Kanabanashi. Like I said, I liked the story. I liked the one guy being like, man, I almost yawned. And then he looks around and seeing everyone else is yawning, he's like, oh, damn.
Fourth row, I have Himiten.
Okay.
It's really cute. It progresses things, but it's kind of just Himiten.
Yeah.
What do you have at three?
Himiten.
That's where I put Ichi the Witch.
Okay.
I think I've been vibing it with it more. I think this probably really fits Dakardus' character of her acting like a brat, but then having more. I kind of like this where this is going. It seems like we're going back into sort of more generic shonen stuff starting next week, so. Don't know how I will feel about this, but I like the new setup.
I remember why it went down a bit lower for me. Because they introduce the new character, who seems to be another man trying to acquire magic. At least that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see where that goes. Because my feeling is he's going to be like the fighter musclehead. I think you are right in that he's trying to do it, but I don't think he's going to be able to.
Yeah, but I just saw that and was like, please don't just immediately...
Yeah, if we do that, I will put it lower, too. But yep. I kind of have faith based mostly on his character design.
That is fair.
Because Ichi the Witch is drawn, you know, kind of lithe and like a witch. And this guy looks like Rurouni Kenshin's friend, whose name I can't remember right now.
Yeah. So that's why it went lower for me. I remember now. But again, I will do the exact opposite if that is not the case. And he's just, you know, tell me how to acquire the magic. You can't. Shit. And is, like you said, the beefy fighter dude. That would just be fine.
What do you have in number two?
Two is where I put the Elusive Samurai.
Same. It's very good.
Yeah, it was very good. I really liked the cute bits with him finally getting the harem ending. You know, congrats, man.
Yeah. And then he spent 10 years having a harem before history killed him off. Number one's Blue Box.
Yep.
It's really cute. There's a lot going on in it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose, while I thought everything was better, One Piece probably would have been number one if it was an average chapter of One Piece this week. It is worth saying, since you mentioned you missed it. I do, too. I was just prepared to miss it.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy reading everything this week. It was just One Piece, like you said, average One Piece chapter would have been number one here.
Most likely. Because Blue Box wasn't a special chapter.
No.
It just worked pretty well.
Yeah, it was good, but it wasn't one of those like, oh man, that was amazing.
All right. Anything else you want to say about Shonen Jump this week, Kevin?
Nope.
We read Assassination Classroom, Volume 3, and we will be back to talk about that after the break. So we read Volume 3 of Assassination Classroom. There were some stories in here I liked and some I really didn't. What I really latched onto with this read was realizing why I like Elusive Samurai so much more. They are by the same creator, if people are wondering why this comparison came out of nowhere. Which is that Elusive Samurai being, you know, a history piece of fiction feels like it has a storyteller from the beginning. So all of the super stylized elements feel just like they're storybook elements.
Yeah, and it's the narrator adding flair, essentially.
Yeah, or they're just stylistic in the way that it is literally a story. So I think that works very well. I think it makes all the super exaggerations work. And you even have early on the priest that can see the future and is sort of lampshading those things. Assassination Classroom has, in many ways, a similar feel, but like it doesn't have that veneer. It's supposed to be about assassins, and it has all the shots of, you know, high schoolers with super realistically drawn machine guns.
Yeah.
That I think the contrast doesn't do it many favors. I also think this has a problem that a lot of class-based manga has, whereas all the characters kind of run together. I don't think the character designs are nearly as strong as this as they are in Elusive Samurai.
Yeah, that's fair. It's one of those things that benefits from being an anime, where you can give everybody different colored hair so they stand out a bit better.
Yeah, I think that would help for sure. Very exaggerated designs. It's one of the reasons My Hero Academia gets away with it, because they're all in superhero costumes that are pretty ridiculous, and some of them have four arms or a frog.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, and that's fair.
And even if you don't remember a character's name, you might remember their power, and then, like, that means you basically remember them.
Yeah. Versus they start developing their own assassination techniques, and that's kind of like their superpower, essentially, which is kind of cool. Like, we have the, even in this, we have the chemist girl, and then we have the main character, and it really starts boiling down to a lot of it turns into, like, there's, like, five or six that we follow, like, yeah, kids in the class most of the time.
And I think if we had done that earlier, I would have a better opinion of it. But what really made me think of this was the story in the middle where they get a new classmate who is a ship weapon system that the teacher turns into a VTuber before VTubers were a thing. And then, like, she gets turned back and I'm like, oh, it's really too bad they turned her back because she stood out and was a thing, really, in the middle. And that's really that elusive samurai vibe.
Yeah.
That really extended ridiculousness. Like, I would remember the VTuber who rolls in as a screen and is machine guns, you know?
Yes.
And then she kind of disappears. I assume she's still in the story.
Yeah.
Because there's even, like, a greater, like, oh, there's going to be another transfer student theme going on that's being foreshadowed. But, like, then we kind of stop focusing on her and she bleeds into the background. And I think that's kind of a mistake.
Yeah. Because
she's the most interesting character so far. And I get, oh, hey, we're going to do a story that focuses on this person and this person. The unfortunate thing is I don't really remember them afterwards. None of them have been good. And to be fair, we're reading this like one volume a year.
Yeah.
That is not the intended rate, and that definitely hurts it.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think that exaggerates these problems, but I don't think they're not problems inherently.
Yeah. I don't even remember if Ritsu's there at the end. That's the thing I was trying to remember, because obviously I've seen the whole thing. I haven't read the whole thing, but I've seen the whole anime, which covers the entire series. And I was literally like, she's there for a long time, but I don't remember if something happens and she, like, sacrifices herself, or if she's there at the end. I just literally couldn't remember.
And I think the humor is not as sophisticated as Elusive Samurai either. There were times I laughed reading this. Like, the your guidebook can also be used as a blunt object is funny, but then they overplay the joke. They don't, like, rule of three it either. They just, like, say it twice in case you missed it, and that's kind of lame. And similarly, Ritsu, like, drawing on her VTuber thigh the answers and, like, hiking up her skirt to show people, also very funny, but...
Yep.
Like, then again, they kind of get rid of the potential for that sort of joke right after.
Yeah, and that's fair.
But I, like I said, I think the real problem is that these are this is just a room of Japanese classmates.
Yeah.
Students, that's the word I want.
Yes.
Of Japanese students, and there's not enough to make them stand out. Because the teachers, there are only two, well, three if you count Koro-sensei. He's kind of a different thing. He is a spaghetti monster. He stands out.
He stands out.
Just fine. But the other two teachers also stand out pretty simply, but I think that's because there are just two of them, so it's real easy.
Yeah, there's the dude and the bimbo lady.
Yeah, and you could easily add, like, two more and they would still stick out.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel like we have a core cast of characters. It feels like it's the whole class. There is one guy who's like, I'm the main character. I show up all the time. But in this volume, he doesn't really do anything.
No. He really just kind of... he's the one writing all of the notes of Koro's weaknesses. But other than that, he literally doesn't
he
do
anything
this volume.
He just shows up at the end to write to Princess Celestia about what he learned about killing Koro-sensei this week.
Basically, yeah. Like I said, he does, you know... He becomes much more involved later. It's, again, it's still something I really liked. The anime was very nice. But I do see what you're talking about with the... Unfortunately, it's like, all right, there's 30 students. And, like, they even have mention... They have one of the guys be like, what do you mean 2D... What do you mean 2D titties aren't real? And someone else goes, you really want that to be your first line in the series?
Which is a very Elusive Samurai joke, but I don't think it really plays here.
No.
Because I thought he was a different character who had already spoken when he said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was kind of unfortunate.
I think that's all I have to say about it. You like this series more than me, Kevin. So what do you want to say about it?
I really like the... We start seeing more into the background of Koro-sensei trying to... Like, we just get glimpses into why he's trying so hard to be a teacher and help people. He's even helping the, you know, machine learning weapon. Like, oh, I'm going to help you, you know, pair better with the classmates and do all this other stuff. And I like getting glimpses into that. I really like his backstory. It's very cool. It comes out, like, in pieces way later, because that's kind of one of the secrets they're trying to uncover. Is like, oh, it's one of his weaknesses. Why is he doing this? you know, why is this super powerful monster so determined to help us, this random class of Japanese students, succeed?
But at this point, I think the humor of the series kind of hurts that.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that's a dramatic thing. It feels like it's just kind of part of the silliness of the series that it has sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's not to interrupt you too much. I'll let you get back to what you like. But my least favorite story in here is like the revenge one on the girl who dumps one of the guys.
Yeah.
Because one, it seems really petty. And like two, while it is the class coming together, it's them doing this like completely side thing that doesn't really intersect with the main story at all. And even the guy they're getting revenge for doesn't seem to care that much.
Well, that was really what kind of hurt it when they were like, hey, how do you feel better that you have revenge? Ding. Oh, hold on. I got to go to my other date now. And they're all just like, ugh. Yeah.
But even at the start, he's like, nah, I mean, she was a bitch, you know, get over it fast, you know.
Yeah, fall into love quickly. Yeah, I was like, fall into love quickly, fall out of love quickly, whatever. But yeah, I agree. That story does not do particularly well. And I think, yeah, the silliness of the tone, I think it starts nailing it better later. Like, even now, it's starting to nail a bit more seriousness in stuff, and it can still balance that out with him doing silly things later, as opposed to it just being him being mostly silly.
I certainly believe you, because Elusive Samurai strikes the tone, so clearly the guy learned, whether it was during this or after.
Mm-hmm.
So I can believe that. It's just, like I said, while I believe you about the story, and I am interested in, like, oh, why does he care so much about this? And also, I can also very easily see someone as, like, oh, it's just the premise. It's just this wacky character.
I get you. Yeah, he's this wacky, you know, teacher character, but they start, like, going into it, and I like all the different assassin stuff, and, you know, like, even in this one, we have him helping out Red, the assassin, like, become a better person, not just become a better assassin, and I like that little side story. Like, that one was neat.
Yeah, I agree with you. That one is one of the better ones. Mm-hmm. It's self-contained. It's one chapter. I had something I was going to say about Koro-sensei and the assassin, and... Although, I don't want to harp on this too much, but I just kind of dislike the aesthetics of the series also. Like, when the kids are decked out with machine guns, it looks like they're in Halloween costumes more mm-hmm. than, like, they have been trained to be assassins. And I get that's kind of, like, the thing is they need to be trained for this, but it mm-hmm. just doesn't feel right.
That's fair. I like it. I like when they, like... You know, they're still in their school uniforms, but they're decked out.
That's exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. It doesn't feel right in a way that I feel like Elusive Samurai nails those contrasts.
Yeah. I just like the military-grade BB guns they use.
There's also that. That just is, like, again, it's too silly in a way that Elusive Samurai, I feel like he nails it. That's like, they are trying to murder this alien, but yeah, they have BB guns with magnesium in it to spike people's coffee so they'll mm-hmm. shit bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like I said, I don't think that works.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's not for everybody, that stylistic thing. Like I said, I like it. I like the... Again, we start... not to talk too much about how it changes, but we'll start focusing a bit more on this core cast of characters, and then we'll still have, hey, helping out this kid, hey, helping out this kid, hey, helping out this kid. I really liked the show, so... I still like reading it, but I'm not going to keep calling it all the time, because I know it's not your favorite.
Yeah, and it's not like I hate it either.
I know what
it's interesting
mean.
Yeah. To see, but yeah, it just feels like it's missing a lot of stuff that Elusive Samurai has.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think Elusive Samurai is the, hey, I've kind of perfected this tonal balance of realism and comedy, and like I had this entire series where like the ending was, you know, really good, and like I again liked the whole series, but he kind of took all that and built upon it and made Elusive Samurai better. I definitely agree with that. Which is just kind of unfortunate with you reading Elusive Samurai first.
I mean, I've read Dragon Ball first, and that doesn't change my opinion of Dr. Slump, but...
Yeah.
All right. Next week we are going... March will have started.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've finished Haikyuu, we're going to start reading Dandadan with Volume 2. Which will know everything that happens then, because we watched the anime, but...
Yep, for Volume 2 at least.
For a couple volumes, I assume. I would bet that goes to like 5 or 6.
Probably, yeah.
But that's what we're going to be reading monthly unless we change our mind for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, our opening theme is Fighting Against One's Will by Midair Machine. Our closing theme is A Psychic Fistfight by Tom W. Emmerich. Other music on the show is by Spectacular Sound Productions. And our album art is by Kate Wind on DeviantArt. www.lastpodcast.com is our website, where you can check out our past episodes, including our first one on Dandadan, though that was pretty recent. And my other two podcasts, It's a Gundam and Last Time on Video Games. Is there anything you'd like to plug, Kevin?
Yeah, Monster Hunter Wilds is going to be coming out soon. So if the episodes come out even later than normal, which I will try to make not happen, but, you know, sorry.
It will probably be scheduling that causes that and not Monster Hunter Wilds. But probably. Monster Hunter Wilds isn't going to help.
Yes. Well, it's not going to help because I'll have my own personal new schedule, and then trying to balance that with how I do the editing will change.
Good hunting, everybody.
Gotta stop.